Hey there, Igniter. Monica Lionel from theworldneedsyourbook.com. You are listening to The Productive Novelist, and today I'm talking about whether you should jump into Kindle Vella as an independent author or not, and some of the things that you might want to consider if you are thinking about jumping into this space. So I have 5 questions for you. And for those who don't know, Kindle Vella is a new program that Amazon is launching that is specialized in serialized fiction. So anybody can submit a serialized fiction story to them, and you can check out all the details. I would just Google Kindle Vella if you're not sure what it is. But it's a new program. It's exciting. Lots of people are talking about it, and it's for those of us who are established authors in the independent author space, there is a big question as to whether we should get into it or not. So I will share those questions with you. So the first question is, do you cater to a younger audience, and or do you want to cater to a younger audience? So serialized fiction historically has been mostly female driven and mostly teenager driven. So age 13 to 18, roughly, or some, you know, certainly that kind of spills over into the 19 to 25 year old category. And it is primarily female who are both writing and reading in serialized fiction. So that's the current demographics of this space. It doesn't mean that those demographics won't change over time, and I think that Kindle Vella is hoping to have them change over time. I've definitely heard that from people who have contact with Amazon reps that they are hoping to get a broader range of serials. So they're looking for I think they're looking to expand their base of serials in terms of who reads them. So that's a good sign if you are not writing for teenagers. But I would also say that if you look at the global trends, that it is primarily a younger audience. And if you're not really writing to a younger audience, or you don't want to, then it may not make sense for you. At least not at this time. So just something to think about. And if, you know, if you look at the demographics of competing apps like Wattpad or Radish, it's definitely skewing younger. Additionally, if you look at other countries that have a more established serialized fiction marketplace, they also have younger readers. So in general, it could just be younger readers. Now, things that go for things that attract younger users, they do eventually reach an older generation. So you look at things like Facebook, like Twitter, Instagram, TikTok even, they do start to reach those older generations. So the next group of people after the teenage females and, you know, under 25 females is probably going to be their moms, if you think about it. So, you know, looking at that, that 30 something to, 50, 60 something range, those are kind of the next group that are likely to get on the apps. And then also, of course, teenage males, of course, would also be another group. So you're going to see it kind of go in those two directions. So just keep that in mind. Now, if you write for older men, then it may not be the right thing for you. But if you want to give it a try, you can still. So something to think about as an independent author. So another question, question number 2, do you like writing serialized fiction? And from the independent authors that I've talked to, a lot do not enjoy writing serialized fiction. I think you will probably know. For myself, I know that I actually love writing serialized fiction. And unfortunately for me, in the past, I guess it's fortunate now, but in the past, I realized that I would write a novel, but I was actually writing it in a serialized format almost. So for example, with serialization, for each, you know, you call it chapter, episode, whatever you want to call it, typically for a novel, you do what's called a scene and a sequel. So scene would be like goal, conflict, disaster. Sequel would be reaction, dilemma, decision. And so you go scene, sequel, scene, sequel, scene, sequel, like all the way through the book. And, you know, back when I was starting out writing fiction and I was publishing it, this was like 2012. It was my second full-length novel. I was writing it and I wanted it to be like, you know, kind of a thriller. And so I kind of accidentally wrote it in reverse. I wrote sequel scene. So you start the chapter with the reaction and then you end it with the disaster, like the huge conflict. And so then when you do that, people are kind of forced to read through to the next chapter. And so that to me is one of the defining differences between a novel and a serialized fiction story. And I realized that for myself, I tend, like, my natural instincts were to write a serialized version of the story rather than a typical novel. So if that's you as well, then, you know, maybe this is for you. I also noticed, so another key difference is that novels typically are broken into four parts, whereas serials are broken into like a five act structure. And I realized that for one of my long running series, I have the five act structure in the series rather than the four act structure on like a book level. And then even to some extent within each novel, though I'm trying to fix it so that the novels are, you know, actually novels. So anyway, if this is you, if you, you know, binge television and you enjoy that writing style, if you kind of just accidentally write in a serialized way, then this could be a really exciting opportunity for you. If you love novels though, you stick to novels because serialization is a little bit different. So the third question is, do you have time to switch gears quickly? Because what's happening now is that Kindle Vella, it was just announced a couple weeks ago as of the time of this recording, and it's supposed to come out sometime in summer. There's no real launch date. Nobody really knows. They may be waiting for more content. I don't know, but the rumors are like a June, July timeframe. End of April right now as I'm recording this. So there's really only like a month or two to get in on the serialized fiction when it launches. So for a lot of authors, you know, we plan out our years many years in advance. We plan out our schedules many years in advance. And I know for myself, I already have, you know, this entire year booked and like going into next year of like what my new releases are. So, you know, it's kind of up to you. I think many of the authors that I know, they also have a lot of stuff going on in the coming months. And so do you have time to move things? Do you have time to start a new project? Do you want to start a new project energetically? And then, you know, the other thing is financially, is it a good business move? So does it make sense to push off a project that you already had planned to do in order to jump on this new bandwagon that is kind of an unknown and very much going to be an experiment? So the fourth question is, do you eventually want to write for television? And this was something that I wanted to do. I kind of talked about this one already, but basically the television format is episodic. And if you have always had the dream to work for television or write for television, then this is a really good chance to learn some of that structure. So again, I was saying earlier that cereals follow a 5-act structure. That actually comes from television series. So television, if you look at scripts, they also follow a 5-act structure. And I think with, you know, serialized fiction, you kind of, the way I've seen people talk about the structure of them, because there is a lot of variance, it's not as clear cut as a novel. There's like the full story, then there are seasons of the story, and then there are season arcs of the story, and then there are essentially like TV episodes of the story. I'm just calling them TV because there's not really any other way to distinguish. Within a TV episode, there are what Kindle Bella is calling an episode. So you would have, if you want to follow a television structure, you would look at, like, you know, a television script is, it's 60 pages typically for a drama, like an hour long programming, and it's broken into 5 parts. And so with Kindle Vella, you would basically want to have 5 of the Kindle Vella episodes create like essentially one of like a TV episode length. So hopefully that's not too confusing, but you kind of see it's like there's like a Russian doll scenario to these serialized stories. So if you watch a lot of television, if you like to binge, if you are interested in doing television scripts in the future, if you're interested in some of your series being turned into a television show, then this is definitely a great way to get started. If you are like not into that at all, or you're like, yeah, it'd be great if my book was a television show, but like, I want nothing to do with it. I don't want to be in the writer's room. I just want to sell it to Shonda Rhimes and have her go to town and turn it into Bridgerton, then like, great. That's cool too. So the last question, number 5, do you want to be marketing on apps for younger people like TikTok, like Instagram? Because so far, Kindle Vella doesn't really have any promotional opportunities that authors can control. So they're definitely going, it sounds like, and there's a lot of speculation still because we don't have the end product yet. But the speculation is that Amazon is going to have some sort of in-house promotions or in-app promotions. But other than that, you can't really drive people to your stories. It's going to be kind of like Amazon eBooks were in the very beginning, where it's like there was really no way to market it. You just kind of put it up and you like hope it does well. So it's going to be kind of the same thing in terms of discoverability. So we know that there is no Amazon advertising for it. We also know that you will be able to add the Kindle Vella story to your author page. But that's kind of all we know. We don't know what other marketing mechanisms are going to be in place, either through Amazon or what we'll be able to do outside of Amazon. So there's still some question of like, are we going to be able to post our stories and that sort of thing? So the best way to market in places that we as authors can control are going to be, it's going to be probably social media and sites like TikTok and Instagram, Twitter, places where people market like their Wattpad stories or their Radish stories. And so it's going to be kind of some of those same places. And there's really a lot to learn there and a lot of opportunity too. So it's great if you're excited about the opportunity. If you're like, like I don't like TikTok, I don't like social media, I just like want to send ads to my stuff, this is probably not going to be the easiest way because it's not clear how you would even send an ad to it. The younger generation of readers, they're really good at switching between things is the other thing. So, and this is, there's actual research on this. It's like something like 20% of readers. So 80% of readers like you need to give them the exact link to something because they are very like desktop native. So you've got to give them like actual links. And by the way, I'm part of this generation that's desktop native. Like, please give me a link to stuff. I don't want to like go figure it out. And then there's like this younger generation. And so it's about 20% of readership that they are really savvy and able to switch between apps. So if you are doing a TikTok video and you mention a book, then they're people are interested in it, then they know how to just go to Amazon and find the book and download it or wherever they like to purchase things from. Or they hear an app and they say, oh, Kindle Vella. Okay. So they'll download the Kindle Vella app. They'll go search for the book. And it's a savviness and like a willingness to go search for things that is part of the generation that so far has been the main demographic for these types of books. So that's the kind of marketing that you would maybe need to be willing to do, especially if you want to market your books. If you're fine, just, you know, whatever Amazon sends you, then that's fine too. But definitely the marketing is going to be interesting at first, kind of a diplomatic way to say it. And it'll very much be like kind of a Wild West situation, which for some it's exciting, for some it's not. So those are the five questions I think you should ask yourself about Kindle Vella in deciding whether you want to do it or not. I hope this has been helpful to you. Thank you so much for listening and watching. And if you want to get more content like this, I'm doing a series on Kindle Vella. So if you're interested, then definitely check out my YouTube channel where these are posted. So you can go to theworldneedyourbook.com/YouTube. You can also subscribe to the podcast feed and you'll get the audio version. As you can see so far, the audio version is perfectly fine. I'm not really doing anything but sitting here and talking to my camera. So feel free to get the podcast version. You're not missing out on anything if you just want the audio. And you can go to theworldneedyourbook.com/podcast and it will take you to a link that shows you all the different places the podcast is listed. You can also just go to your favorite podcast app and search for The Productive Novelist there and go ahead and subscribe to that and check out some of the other episodes that I've done on Kindle Vella. I have several that are, you know, that I've already recorded that are going to be up before this one. And then there will be several after this one as well. So definitely check that out if you're interested. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.